Summit Internet. Business internet from just $99 a month. Now available in Doncaster and right across Melbourne and Geelong. Essendon, Havel and Great Wall. Sticking together with all of Melbourne.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr on SEN.
Tip at stake to Davis. They've won four of those six. Buchanan puts them in front. Champions of the AFL. And that famous day, it was 15 years ago to the day, the 24th of September 2005. What a moment it was for South Melbourne, Sydney Swans footy clubs. They wouldn't have won it without that. Well, maybe someone else might have popped the goal through if it had not been for Eamon.
No, don't just. They wouldn't have won it without him.
Amen,
Buchanan.
On that day. The man who put him in front. For the last and final time. Had to hang on for a while after he kicked that goal. She was pretty tense and tight for another 15 or 16 minutes, if my memory serves me correct. But what a notch to have in your belt. Eamon Buchanan joins on the show. Hello, mate.
Hello, boys. How are we?
15 years ago, mate. Eamon. 15 years ago to the day.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday, mate. It's gone very quickly that time. I think every year goes faster and faster, but... good to see some old footage popping up on Instagram feeds today. So, fond memories.
Eamon, does it make you, is it all excitement? Or does even just the audio and the pictures, is it come with an inherent tenseness as well? Because that day was excruciating as a neutral.
Yeah, it does. I mean... When you do see pictures or hear, that footage before, it kind of takes you back to those last 10 minutes, and I suppose the build up to winning that to the grand final, and the history of South Melbourne and Sydney not winning a grand final for 72 years, then the lead in to the last kind of 10 or 15 minutes, and we got our nose in front. Yeah, it was definitely brings back tense memories.
Have you watched the game back many times?
Oh, every so often I might sneak it on in there. When no one's looking. No. I do have it there, and I know it does. Old grand finals get played, but I can't say I've sat down and watched it. I've seen bits and pieces of it on Fox Footy from time to time when they play old games. But I'm still trying to get the kids to sit down and watch with me one day, but they never sit down with me.
They will one of these days.
What?
How acute are your memories of that? So you kick your goal, which puts... They got out to 11 points. Got it to 9 points up. No, 10 points up it was in that last quarter in a tight game, with you guys having led by 20 at halftime. So they get out to 10-point lead. Barry kicks one to get you back, and then you kick your goal... At the 18-minute mark, 18 minutes and 50 seconds to be precise in the last quarter, the siren doesn't sound for another 15 minutes. Do you remember that last 15 minutes? Do you have an acute awareness of what that felt like?
Yeah, I don't remember it absolutely, but I have there's clear moments throughout that 10, 15 minutes that I can remember pretty clearly. It just felt like an eternity. I'm sure that you mentioned as a neutral watching it was tense, but yeah, I just remember it being out there. It felt like it was another quarter we played before the siren went. I think they went down and had shots at goal too. I think they hit the post, and I think we were definitely under Sedge late. So yeah, it was an eternity, but I do remember bits of it.
When you're that close to winning it, and it's you've got your nose in front, Eamon, how hard is it to maintain structure? You're a coach now. You're up with the Giants. How hard is it not to just go? I've got to go beyond what I'm supposed to do. I've got to do more. How difficult is it just to stay in the moment and remember what you're supposed to do, and execute?
Yeah, it is really difficult. I think, a lot of fatigue comes into games too, and the you know, that structure is one of the first things to fall away under great fatigue. I think just got looking back at that team, we had an enormous amount of trust in each other, I think, and even the games leading up into that game, we knew that it would be tight, and we'd won a couple of really close games against the Eagles. So I think, you know, over and above the structure side of things, I think there was an underlying, you know, a deep underlying trust with your teammates to, you know, have moments in them last 10 minutes where, you know, they'd stand up and get it done for you.
What about in the moment when the siren went, Eamon, and you were crowned champions? Could you actually believe it as the siren sounded?
Again, that was pretty surreal. My memory of when the siren went was, it was really hard to, because Leo had just taken that mark, and I stupidly went back into the pack. I'm not sure why. I'm not great in the air. I'm not tall. I don't usually have much impact in aerial contests.
And right.
From memory, I think Mark Nikoski was my opponent, who was kind of very dangerous at ground level too when I went up. But once Leo marked that ball, I knew that I could faintly hear the siren go behind a big roar. And then, yeah, we just piled onto each other, and it was just relief that we got there.
You famously played in so many close games with the Eagles. What was it about those two teams that lent itself to such a great rivalry? And during those games, was there almost an understanding of, okay, well, here we go, this one's going down to the wire again?
Yeah, I'm not sure what, you know, you would have seen over your time of watching football and playing football, you have teams that you match up really well. And I think, you know, they had an absolute A-grade midfield. We had some really dour, you know, taggers in our midfield. We tagged under Ruzzi and, you know, Rossi Lyon as our midfield coach, who were great coaches. But we just matched up really well, and it was like, well, let's just get to the last quarter and play at the last 5 minutes because it's going to be tight. So we kind of knew going into games that the ending was going to be, you know, roll of the dice either way.
And we, you know, last one before we let you go, we hear so much about, you know, the culture and the bloods and the fabric and the thread and this kind of magical, you know, connection that you guys had at that footy team and has existed at that football club for probably the better part of the last couple of decades. I'm sure you'd love to have the team you're working with now, the Giants, have that. And they've probably got it to a degree. I suspect they've got it something. But how can you get a team to create that, Eamon? How do you find that magical bond?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think everyone's looking for that answer. I just look back at that team and kind of feel privileged that I played with it, because it was such a, you know, great bunch of blokes that come together and, you know, in time, and we got to play together and win a grand final together. And I think, like, looking at culture, we, you know, the Bloods culture, which was great, we always talk about it, but, you know, culture of anywhere is only, you know, as strong as the people. So I just think, for me anyway, I feel privileged again to have played with all them, you know, great, and I could name a lot of them that I'm still really good friends with, but we just had a great team of great people. So the people, mate, that's it.
And what about the party afterwards? Eamon, can you remember that? It's 15 years ago. Must have been a decent one.
Yeah, we did. We had a bit of a go. I know we had the night in Melbourne, and we got a few hours sleep and went back up to Sydney and took the cup back up there. But yeah, again, it was just great times with good people. And I'd love this group that we're working with at Giants now to be able to, you know, experience that in the not too distant future.
Sure, everybody involved in that footy club would like the same thing, mate. Hey, congratulations again. Enjoy the anniversary. Hopefully you getting any messages from teammates. Is there a thread that goes around on a day like this? Is there any sort of, you know, WhatsApp?
The WhatsApp pops up. There's always a bit of banter in that one. I think Mickey O kicked about 0 goals 15, so he cops it every year. there's a few blokes. But yeah, like anyone with the WhatsApp, this one's up and running today, which is great. But it's good to reflect back.
I bet it is, mate. Hey, thanks for coming on and reliving the moment with us. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, good on you, lads. Thanks, boys.
All the best, Damon Buchanan. Oh, what a day. What a magical day for that footy club. A break. Hey, Don, we'll get to you on the other side of this, mate.